SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to the program. Today we look at the National Youth Service Summer Program. And do you remember the game 1-2-3 Red Light? If not, refresh your memory in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us. A total of 4,900 young people will benefit from valuable work experience during the months of July and August under the National Youth Service NYS Summer Program. The youth ages 17 to 24 years will be placed in various entities for a period of 3 weeks where they will gain some skills necessary for the world of work. Orientation sessions to prepare the participants for placement are underway island-wide. Some of the topics being discussed are volunteerism, career planning, the rights and responsibilities of employers and employees, customer service, financial literacy, lifestyle management, and professionalism and communication at the workplace. NYS Community Service Director Omar Newell says the sessions are important as many of the participants will be in a work environment for the first time.
We think it is important to tell the participants some of the things to expect. We ensure that they know that you will have someone instructing you what to do throughout the day, and this is normal. To ensure that they know that there is a certain expectation in terms of deportment, in terms of how you communicate.
Mr. Newell says the NYS is still looking to identify additional placement opportunities, especially for persons with disabilities.
We've had severe challenges finding appropriate placement sites for them. We would love to hear from employers who persons with disabilities is just a part of their culture, so that we could provide more opportunities to our youth from the community of persons with disabilities.
NYS Community Service Director Omar Newell.
Hey, Rose! You depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
All right, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize me.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Developing partnerships with the private sector, parents and communities to create quality schools and ensuring that all youth, including those with disabilities, have access to educational and training opportunities are all part of the Vision 2030 plan. Vision 2030 is the country's long-term national development plan aimed at creating a Jamaica that is a place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business. Here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You know, last month, we have a little grandson here. 3 years old, you know. And when I was there, I hear him singing this song. And I said, what? I couldn't tell when I hear such a song. And I just went around and, you know, join me with him. You sing and you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like you're going wrong. So, when if 10 reach on you, you have to go around and get somebody from 1-200. Well, that's my favorite place.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's journey roundabout Jamaica. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Camilla Guthrie for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.